Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Live, Love, Lead podcast. I'm your host, April Nicole Scipio, and today we are wrapping up our series on marriage. If you haven't listened to any of the episodes, let me encourage you to go back and listen to all the November episodes. It's hashtag all things marriage. If you have listened, let me encourage you to share this episode on your socials and with friends and family. Statistically, November is the month when the most divorces are filed. And as the Blazing the Trail community, we want to do whatever we can to strengthen our own marriages and the marriages of our family and friends. Today's episode is all about restoration. When it comes to our marriage, is restoration even possible?
I'm April Nicole Scipio, and I'm a girl with a dream, a big dream. A dream to help you live, love, and lead. I am passionate about creating opportunities for you to become a better version of yourself, and I strongly believe that it happens best inside of authentic community. I'm very excited to have created a podcast that inspires you to dream big, challenges you to grow, and gives you tools to blaze the trail God has set before you. So get ready to build community, dig into God's Word, and take practical steps so you can live, love, and lead well.
What is restoration? According to the Oxford Dictionary, restoration is the act of returning something to a former condition or the process of repairing or renovating as to restore to its original condition. What jumped out at me in those definitions was two phrases: the act of and the process of. This lets me know that restoration requires action and it does not happen overnight. It's a process. I think when it comes to restoration in our marriage, we want things to be restored in the blink of an eye. And while nothing is too hard for God, we must still be willing to embrace the process. Before we go any further, I want to challenge your thinking just a bit. When we hear of restoration, most of us automatically think of a couple who is one step away from divorce, or maybe they have gotten a divorce. Well, while today's episode can apply to those couples, I want to challenge you to see how today's talk can apply to a couple who is happily married. You see, no marriage is perfect. If we're honest with ourselves, we can think of an area of our marriage that could use some restoration. Maybe your communication needs restoration. You don't have intimate conversations like when you did when you were first married. Or maybe the way you honor each other needs restoration. You used to highly esteem your spouse and now you take them for granted. Maybe your spontaneity or sense of adventure needs restoration. You used to plan surprises for your spouse and now you just go through the motions day to day, day in, day out. There are many areas we could name, but the point is to think about how today's episode can apply to any marriage, in any season, in any condition. Now, to answer the question, yes, it is possible for a marriage to experience restoration. Let's unpack first why it's important, second, how it is possible, and third, the practical steps we can take to experience restoration. First, why is it important for our marriages to experience restoration? Well, for one thing, marriage was God's idea. Genesis 2:24 says, "That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." Marriage is a special gift from God. Proverbs 18:22 says, "He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord." Marriage is the perfect picture of the body of Christ. Ephesians 5, verses 31 and 32 say, As the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. I hope you can see through these scriptures that marriage is important to God. So if it's important to God, let it be important to us. There's beauty in thinking about we're not trying to experience something that's our own idea. We're lining up our actions and going through a process that God desires. He desires for our marriages to be whole and healthy. How is this possible? How is restoration even possible? I think it's really important to remind ourselves that God is a restorer. That by itself makes restoration possible. It doesn't matter if we are in need of restoration because of our own faults, or if it's the actions of others, or if it's just the enemy coming against us. It doesn't matter. God is still the restorer. I want you to listen to this passage of scripture. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 3 through 13 in the Message Bible. There's a lot of verses here, but I think every one of them is worth reading. It says, God, your God, will restore everything you lost. He'll have compassion on you. He'll come back and pick up the pieces from all the places where you were scattered. No matter how far away you end up, God, your God, will get you out of there and bring you back to the land your ancestors once possessed. It will be yours again. He will give you a good life and make you more numerous than your ancestors. God, your God, will cut away the thick calluses on your heart and your children's hearts, freeing you to love God, your God, with your whole heart and soul and live, really live. God, your God, will put all these curses on your enemies who hated you and were out to get you. And you will make a new start, listening obediently to God, keeping all his commandments that I'm commanding you today. God, your God, will outdo himself in making things go well for you. You'll have babies, get calves, grow crops, and enjoy an all-around good life. Yes, God will start enjoying you again, making things go well for you just as he enjoyed doing it for your ancestors. But only if you listen obediently to God, your God, and keep the commandments and regulations written in this book of Revelation. Nothing half-hearted here. You must return to God, your God, totally, heart and soul, holding nothing back. This commandment that I'm commanding you today isn't too much for you. It's not out of your reach. It's not on a high mountain. You don't have to get mountaineers to climb the peak and bring it down to your level and explain it before you can live it. And it's not across the ocean. You don't have to send sailors out to get it, bring it back, and then explain it before you can live it. I love that passage of scripture. What a picture of God, our restorer. He is our restorer, and nothing is too hard for him. Jeremiah 32:17 says, Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. In that same chapter, verse 27 says, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Luke 18:27 reads, But he said, What is impossible with man is possible with God. Job 42, verse 2 reads, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Okay, we know that our marriages are important to God. and that nothing is too hard for him. Let's unpack some practical steps we can take as we are in the process of restoration. First, pray. Pray for your marriage, pray for your spouse, and pray for yourself during this process. Second, embrace community. Just like life is not meant to be done alone, so is married life. Married life is not meant to be done alone. Get in community with godly couples. I want to challenge you to get in community with couples who have been married longer than you have, so you can glean from their wisdom. Third, seek help. When you need help, seek help. It's okay. There may be situations that would benefit from marital counseling or therapy. And I want to encourage you, if possible, to seek those things out from someone who is going to counsel you from a biblical perspective. But it is okay to seek help. Fourth, clarify expectations. This is going to come from open, honest communication. Our spouses cannot read our minds, although sometimes I really wish that were true. But we have to make sure we are on the same page as far as what we expect and what our spouse expects from us. And then we have to be willing to come to a common ground if any expectations don't align with each other. The fifth thing is to forgive. Because our spouse is human, they are going to mess up, disappoint us, make us mad, but we have an opportunity to extend grace to them. We can pre-decide each day to forgive them. Then, in the middle of a situation or a challenge, our emotions aren't making the decisions for us. We have already decided to forgive and to extend grace. There are other things that you can do to experience restoration, but these five are a good place to start. First, pray. Second, embrace community. Third, seek help. Fourth, clarify expectations. And fifth, forgive. I want to end this episode by praying for our marriages. Before I pray, I want to read one last scripture. It's Psalm 77, verse 14. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. Let me encourage you. God still performs miracles. Let's pray. God, I thank you for each and every listener. I thank you for their marriage and for their relationship. God, I pray that each relationship is strengthened. God, marriage was your idea, and thank you for equipping us to have healthy, godly marriages. I pray for your protection over each marriage that is represented by every single listener, God. Whether they're listening to it on the first day it airs, or if they're listening to this 20 years from now, God, my prayer is that marriages are restored, that new visions and dreams for marriages are rekindled inside of each and every person's heart, God. God, prompt us when to pray and what to pray for our spouses. God, help us to embrace community. Help us to trust again, even when we've experienced betrayal. Help us to get in community with people, God, who can love us and impart wisdom to us. Lord, I pray that you put the right people in our paths, God, that if we need to seek help, that we would know exactly where to go. God, help us to communicate with our spouses to make sure the expectations are clear and that we can come to a common ground as we function as a couple. And God, help us to forgive. God, you forgave us, and we recognize that, God. God, help us to never forget that, and help us to extend grace and forgiveness to our spouses. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I hope you have enjoyed this series on marriage as much as I have. It's been awesome, guys. I want you to now go live, love, and lead well. Until next time. Bye, guys.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Shout out to the production team because teamwork makes a dream work. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Now that you've listened to the Live, Love, Lead podcast, I want to invite you to check out the Live, Love, Lead Planner, where life, devos, and prayer collide. You can get more info at aprilnicolescipio.com. Now go live, love, and lead well.